Sikh Achren Shal Pesach Chilakot Beis. The Rebbe over here discusses the famous question, why we eat matzah shruya Achren Shal Pesach. Everybody runs to the end of the Sikha, the connection between Achren Shal Pesach and Yemoisa Mashiach, but there is a vart before that adds in Hasbara to the end of the Sikha as well. And let's start off with a question. The Rebbe doesn't ask us as a question, but it could be asked as a question. If we look at the Seder of the Nights of Pesach, there seems to be a paradox. The Yidden came out of Mitzrayim, and we have in the first night a choyva to eat matzah. You would think that the Seder of the days of Pesach should be more of the experience of Yetzias Mitzrayim, more of the experience of matzah, and not less. What do we find? That the first day of Pesach, it's a choyva. And the other days it's a reshus, which means we're getting less of the mitzvah of matzah. Choyva means Eibishter obligates you, which seems to be more of the experience of matzah. Reshus means you're not obligated. You can get away with it. You could technically not do it. So what's going on? Eibishter pulled the Yidden out of Mitzrayim. Highlight is the first day, and then we're going down. And then Lubavitch makes it even worse. We're Mahadat eat Matzah Shruyach and Shal Pesach. So what's the Havon in the first 7 days? And then we get to the Havon in the eighth day. That's really the gang in the Sikh over here. So what's the Havon here? The word is, Behegdim, the famous line that Yetzias Mitzrayim was Kibbol HaCha'am. Now let's be Ma'ayin in this a second. Many Maimorim is brought down that Yetzias Mitzrayim is Kibbolach Ha'am. And the Barach shows that the Yidden ran out, and it shows that the Eibishter had to pull them out, and they didn't go out in themselves. What's really the Havon of this Diyuk? It's important to reflect a moment on the Havon over here. If we think of, we're so used to these words, we just don't think of the Havon here. Yetzias Mitzrayim means leaving Mitzrayim. You don't have to add the word Barach. Yetzias, the Am left Mitzrayim. And the Pasuk says the word Yetzia. Even more than that, what's the Havana of the word Barach? Eibishter comes Melech Machim Lachim Ugolam. Vastreisostu. What are you Barachim over here? What are you afraid of? Elamai comes Chassidus and Taichus a Havana over here. You know what the Torah is saying, Barach? Because that's a description on the Yetzia. This Yetzia that they left. This Yetzia that they left was in a way of Barach. It was in a way that they left feeling still that they belong in Mitzrayim, but they were pulled out of Mitzrayim. So the Barach is a description on the Yetzia. That's Pshat, comes along Chassidus and explains, that's Pshat Choyva. Choyva is actually not a description of the highest level, but it's a description of a lower level. When does the Eibishter have to obligate you when you yourself don't have it? You yourself don't have the experience of matzah. Well, only if the Eibishter is going to obligate you will you have the experience of matzah. The Eibishter has to obligate, because if he's not going to obligate, you're not going to do it. Reshus actually is a higher level. It means that the Eibishter doesn't have to obligate because you're going to do it anyway. So reshus means that the experience of matzah that was started in the first night becomes real to the extent that he doesn't have to obligate. So it started the first night, and it actually culminates on the seventh night. That's Pshat Reshus. So the Barach, the experience of Yetzias Mitzrayim turns from Barach to you. And that's Pshat Reshus. It's almost like a Derech Moshe. You can say there's two Tamidim learning a Sugya. In the beginning, they don't know the Sugya very well. After 7 days, he knows the Sugya very well. And the word seven is because it's seventh day to the first day. That's when something becomes real. Okay, so what's Achren Shal Pesach? So the first night is Choyva. Then in the seventh night it becomes real. And we can also see this Begashmias, the first night when they left Mitzrayim, the reason why they were afraid of the Mitzrayim, because they thought Mitzrayim was going to run after them, which actually happened. But in the seventh night, Mitzrayim was dead after Kriyas Yam, so there was no more Mitzrayim left. So they knew the Sugya. The Sugya was there. They were experiencing Bittul. The Matzah experience was there fully. So what's missing? What's missing is, al derech moshel, two talmidim. One talmid knows the sugi very well. Another talmid knows the sugi very well. But the other talmid knows how to learn the sugi. There's where you're at, and is how to get there. The first night, the seventh night, is describing the experience of matzah, where you're at. The eighth night is describing a new achievement, the journey. You also know how to get there. And that's the beautiful word of matzah shreya. Matzah shreya means there's an efsharus of chametz. That means you're in a space where it could go wrong. And even in that space, you excel. I trust you even there. Even there on Pesach, I trust you because it won't turn chametz. In that space where it could go bad. That's a new level of a journey. The seventh days, and the seventh days from Sefer HaSeim. Sefer HaSeim is all about a person achieving self-reflection, a person working on the journey. That's a new achievement. So you went from Chayva to the Shus to even in a place where there's a journey. You are actually achieving something. That's Achrin Shel Pesach. It's not Chometz, which is Mamish taking in the actual place of impurity, of yesh. That's Shavuos. That's after you complete the whole journey. But here it's showing that you started the journey. Journey is Achrin Shel Pesach. That's Matzah Shluya. That's the word in Matzah Shluya. So according to this, we see that it's actually a Mederech Mechayel Ochoyel. You start off with the first night of Pesach. Then you come to the seventh night. First it's Chayva, then it's Rishos. And then you actually reach even the mastering, the Efshodos of the journey, that you're in the journey. You're actually mastering that. Okay, another word you can be Metzayin here, that Rebbe in the beginning of the Sicha says, that why can't we answer that it's because of the Rabbeim? Because of there's a nekuda that Rabbeim did it, that's why we're mahadir. And he says, but because why would it be b'chol achila v'achila? Now you can ask, so why not? Chol achila v'achila is also going to be because the Rabbeim said. Now the word is like this. Imagine a person's eating. He's eating six times, seven times. If it's just because of the Rabbeim, six and seven times makes no difference. But if it's mitzad the day, that's where you go b'chol achila v'achila. Achila v'achila means it's mitzad the day. Not only mitzad you, the person's heder, because if it's a person's heder, four or five times, six times, it makes no difference. But if it's mitzad the day, then each time represents the importance, because the day has to represent it. And achila, achila means the sudos yamtiv is the day. That is represented through the day. So that's another hard and then the sicha.